This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for February 3rd. I'm Paul Plack. Eclipse Aerospace and Sikorsky announced yesterday they've completed their deal announced at NBAA 2010, which gives Sikorsky a minority stake in Eclipse. Mason Holland, chairman and CEO of Eclipse Aerospace, still says that an actual restart of Eclipse 500 production is waiting for the economy and demand to recover. The World Trade Organization has handed over its final report concerning government subsidies received by Boeing to both the U.S. and European governments. Both Airbus and Boeing have offered their own spins. TSA has begun testing new full-body scanner software that presents a generic human outline rather than a revealing image of your actual body as a backdrop for the display of any detected contraband. The NTSB has formulated 6 specific safety recommendations for the FAA regarding the use of airbags in general aviation aircraft. A Bombardier business jet belonging to the family of deposed Tunisian President Ben Ali has been seized by French officials near Paris. Some of Ben Ali's assets are being frozen for possible return to the Tunisian people. Eurocopter officially inaugurated its new North Sea Service Center in Aberdeen, Scotland on Monday, supporting the region's vital oil and gas industry, as well as the emerging wind farm sector. Trinidad and Tobago's flag carrier, Caribbean Airlines, has signed a contract for the purchase of 9 ATR-72-600 aircraft, valued at $200 million. And the 450-page Bahamas and Caribbean Pilot's Guide is now available as an app for the iPad. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, hear Jim Campbell's conversation during the recent U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring, Florida, with event chairman Bob Wood. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.